Welcome to Signal Intelligence. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. Anthropic releases Claude Sonnet 5 as the new default agentic model. What it is, Anthropic has launched Claude Sonnet 5, a mid-tier model that can make plans, use tools like browsers and terminals, and run autonomously, capabilities that previously required its larger, more expensive Opus class. Why it matters? Agentic capability is now table stakes at every price point. Enterprises can run autonomous multi-step workflows at $2 per million dollars input tokens through August, making production-grade agents significantly more accessible. Reality check. Pricing jumps 50% to $3 per million dollars input tokens after August 31st, meaning organizations building cost models around the launch price will need to renegotiate their economics before the discount window closes. Claude Sonnet 5 goes live in Microsoft Azure Foundry. What it is, Anthropic's new Sonnet 5 is now generally available inside Microsoft Foundry on Azure, running on NVIDIA GB300 Blackwell Ultra hardware with native Azure identity, networking, governance controls, and a single consolidated enterprise invoice. Why it matters? Enterprises already on Microsoft Enterprise Agreements can deploy state-of-the-art agentic AI without standing up new vendor relationships, and Foundry's control plane can automatically block agent responses that violate policy before they reach users. Reality check. Multi-model orchestration through Foundry adds integration complexity, and organizations that have not yet matured their Azure governance posture may find the compliance controls arrive faster than their readiness to configure them. OpenAI previews GPT 5.6, Sol with Ultra Mode and Subagent Coordination. What it is, OpenAI previewed GPT 5.6, Sol, introducing an ultra mode that splits complex work across coordinated subagents for long horizon tasks, along with a new maximum reasoning effort, setting for deep deliberation. Why it matters? Sol's benchmark scores signal that multi-agent orchestration is maturing from experimental to production viable for enterprise workflows involving extended planning and scientific reasoning. Reality check. Access remains restricted to limited preview partners at the request of the U.S. government, meaning most enterprise buyers cannot yet evaluate or build on the model in production. AWS announces $1 billion cloud incentive program for public sector at DC Summit. What it is? At AWS Summit, Washington, D.C., 2026, Amazon Web Services announced a $1 billion cloud incentive program for public sector customers, alongside specialized infrastructure for defense contractors and a global engineering program for AI deployment. Why it matters? The scale of public sector cloud investment signals that government AI adoption is accelerating beyond pilot phases, creating a new competitive landscape for enterprise vendors. Reality check. Defense and intelligence AI deployments carry unique classification, sovereignty, and auditability requirements that commercial cloud platforms are still evolving to fully address at the operational edge. Senate AI Agent Act would require FTC registration for autonomous AI agents. What it is, a Senate discussion draft called the AI Agent Act would require providers of autonomous AI agents to register with the FTC and link agents to user-accountable identities with deregistration as a penalty for violations. Why it matters? If enacted, enterprise procurement, security oversight, and risk management frameworks for AI agents would need to evolve significantly, making vendor registration status a new due diligence criterion before deploying third-party agents in enterprise workflows. Reality check. The bill is explicitly a discussion draft released to gather feedback, and the U.S. currently has no comprehensive federal AI legislation, so timeline and final scope remain highly uncertain. NVIDIA brings NemoClaw Agentic AI to on-premises enterprise deployments. What it is, NVIDIA demonstrated NemoClaw powering agentic AI on-premises at a major enterprise technology conference, while also announcing that its OpenShell runtime is coming to Windows for managed agent inference and policy enforcement. Why it matters. On-premises agentic AI powered by validated NVIDIA infrastructure gives regulated industries, finance, healthcare, defense, a path to autonomous workflows without sending sensitive data to cloud APIs. Reality check. On-premises. Deployments require substantial hardware investment and operational expertise. The productivity benefits of agentic AI may arrive faster in cloud environments while on-prem deployments catch up. MIT Research Surfaces, Fundamental Architecture, Limits of Current AI Agents. What it is, MIT researchers published analysis explaining that today's agentic AI systems are built on language model architectures trained primarily on text, which limits their ability to reason about physical forces, time series, video, and sensor data. Why it matters. Enterprise leaders evaluating agentic AI for operations, manufacturing, or logistics should calibrate expectations. The current generation of agents excels at language-heavy workflows, but struggles with the multimodal, real-world data that most physical operations generate. Reality check. Researchers framing this as a known architectural constraint rather than a solvable near-term problem suggests that organizations waiting for agents to handle complex physical environments may be waiting longer than vendor roadmaps imply. App building platform Base 44 launches its own domain-specific AI model. What it is, vibe coding platform Base 44, which reached $150 million in annual recurring revenue by May 2026, launched a proprietary model trained on tens of millions of real user app creation interactions rather than relying solely on third-party foundation models. Why it matters. Base 44's move illustrates the emerging tension for AI-native software businesses. Relying on external foundation models caps margins at scale, and purpose-built models trained on proprietary interaction data may deliver both better performance and long-term competitive defensibility. Reality check. Training and maintaining a domain-specific model is expensive and requires sustained data volume, making this strategy viable only for platforms that have already achieved significant scale, not a blueprint most early-stage AI startups can replicate.